NukeMap.com. It is 2:37 a.m., and I make myself eat an apple while on the laptop Alec Baldwin is hosting Match Game, an experiment in the ageless art of game show hosting like orange light diving back into the 70s. In an open tab, I am dropping nukes on New York City to watch the airburst swell into a new species of hydrogen fruit. I do this over and over until each bomb becomes a sun that you detonate virtually into the night. Davy Crockett and Little Boy, Fat Man and Ivy Mike, Gadget, Castle Bravo, and Tsar Bomba. All of the bombs are named for boys with fathers from Pakistan and Russia, Sly America, or the green sea waters of a Korean dream. Some of the really bad nukes only have numbers and are unnameable, like B-83, because you can't name something that can kill 1.8 million people, even if you are its mother. You detonate the bomb and listen to Gravity Rides Everything. You detonate the bomb and still think the 90s will save you. You tell your roommate that if the bomb goes off above 39th, you might both survive. New York City is the default target on NukeMap.com. This is so unquestioned that you clutch your O'Hara and write David Trinidad in Chicago a handwritten letter to tell him about nuke anxiety. He doesn't even know you well, but he was nice once in the lobby of the Marlton on A Street when you recited Creeley and talked for 3 hours, and lately you only want to be around people over 60. You still expect them to save you. You still believe in elders. You can get the second season of Match Game on ABC.com for free. You can watch all your favorite comedians from 1992 come to life, resurrected like clay prophets, saying that you can live in the television where nothing will incinerate you. You are back in Seinfeld's apartment, and all that matters is that Jerry doesn't want to date someone with man hands. All our futures are like time beating backwards into sitcoms with the laugh tracks of the dead, and the apple in your mouth is now an organism you slew in your throat. And each of your sons, Davy and Mike and Bravo and Fat Man, are standing on top of a heap of nuclear soil that was once a very specific girl, let's call her Anna, and they are asking you to forgive them like any mother would.